we have every reason to be worried because you cannot run away from the role we play as analysts in harnessing the security of the state. I mean, in so many ways, we play a very critical advocacy role. In some cases, we even go out there to the field to put some few bits and pieces together, all aimed at ensuring that our society is safe for us. And for some to want to intimidate or harass us into not doing our job, I think is most unfortunate. We are a country that is governed by the rule of law. So if you have any concerns or opinions or in some cases frustrations about someone's utterances, I mean, there are better ways you can approach it rather than send threatening audio messages. I think that is not the way to go as a people.
But have you personally experienced such threats before?
Obviously, sometimes when you say certain things and it's published, especially online, you have all sorts of trolls saying all sorts of despicable things about you. Indeed, at a point, my sister called me, she panicked, she asked me to stop this. I asked her why. She's like, one of the radio stations has published a story about you and the type of things people are writing there, the intimidation, the harassment, the insults. And I told her, look, my issue is not the insults. My issue is them pointing out the factual inaccuracies in my analysis. That is where I'll give credence to.
Okay, so as analysts, you share your thoughts and ideas for the country to develop very well. And if people keep threatening you here and there, how do you ensure your own safety?
I think it's only critical that because of the nature of our work, just as any security or law enforcement agent, you have to be very cautious of your environment, because on a daily basis, we go on radio, we go on TV, we give people tips about how to avoid being robbed or what to do when you are confronted by armed robbers. All of these is not sounding pleasant to these criminal elements, and they wouldn't stop at an opportunity to get at you. That is why, as an analyst, you have to be very cautious of your security environment, right from your house, in traffic, all the way to your workplace and back. It's very important.
Okay, so as a colleague, what would you tell him in order for him not to give up?
Doctor is my mentor. I mean, he's one of the very reasons I'm into this security analysis business from day one. He trained me. He does inspire me a lot. And I would wish to appeal to him to not be deterred. His opinions are very critical in ensuring our safety. But for me, I would advise that he report the case to the police. They would investigate and get to the bottom of the matter.
That was security analyst Adib Sani sharing his thoughts with Cynthia Boateng.